iPod.
Just gone forever.
Vanished.
Awesome. Okay, sir, are we ready to do this?
I believe so.
What am I actually editing in? I don't remember which commercial this is. I think, let's just do Amazon. I guess I'll just make it up. I don't really know what I'm going to sell on Amazon. I should probably actually have some copy written, possibly.
Maybe.
You know, actually, what I'll do is I'll just record your parts, and then I'll just edit in later, and I'll just play, like, a Katrina ad for the live show, and then I'll just edit it in later when I can think of what I want to say. Unless you want to have more of a part than just no in it.
Nope. I gotta figure out my lines then. Like, hold on.
It's gotta
no.
It's gotta be like complete nope. Like, I don't have any idea what you're talking about. Like, ask me. Like, this is how I envision it.
Okay. Seth, have you ever heard of Amazon.com?
No. Like, kinda like that. Just like, no, what is it?
All right.
I mean, you can do whatever you want. That's how I envisioned it, though. You ready for this?
Yep.
Okay. Colby, have you ever heard of Amazon.com?
What's that?
Perfect. Okay, now I got to do the exact same thing for 1&1. Colby, have you ever heard of 1&1?
I don't know what that is.
Perfect. We'll roll with that. Okay. I'll just edit those in later. Okay, let me make sure we can actually hear computers. Yeah, I hear that. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's, I guess we can just do this then, huh?
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Is that loud?
No.
Okay, then we're going to, I just wanted to play it, make sure it wasn't too loud.
I just missed hearing it.
That's not the one we used for the last show, because I went through all this old shit. I actually got our original stuff.
One that's
so tight. Like, this is not the one from December. This is not the one from our January shows. This is old school Seth and Colby, very first jingle, the blend of Seth and Brian, Colby and Colt.
Dang.
This is like legitimate. Okay. We're just going to do this by the seat of our pants. I have no topics or nothing.
All right.
Because, you know, it was like yesterday. Let's do a show. So, well, here we go.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
I can do that in the new studio.
You can? Yeah. That's awesome.
You just go crazy with the bongs, because that's something we'll need to do. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Seth.
I am not Colby.
That's Katrina. This is post-op Katrina. She's here to say hello to you.
Hello. I changed my voice to be more manlier, because I just couldn't stand my womanly figure or voice. I now have a man's body. And a penis.
It's beautiful.
And
I've seen
deep,
it.
Deep, 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 deep voice.
Deep voice. We should talk like this the rest of them.
What does it sound like when we talk like this but we have the effect going? I don't know why the effect isn't working.
Oh, no.
Why isn't the effect working, Colby?
Uh-oh.
I sound like an idiot right now.
I feel like I broke the soundboard.
Whatever.
Screw it.
Let's see if it works for you.
Doesn't.
No.
No.
Great.
I'm going to laugh if it actually works on the recording, but not through our headphones.
It's like it's accidentally on right now, and it's on the entire show. So remember that surprise show we did in the middle of August? And by the middle, I mean August 1st. Yeah, it was deep voice the whole time. Oops.
We could be black men. That's my chair.
I was like, what the hell is that? I thought someone was squeegeeing the window. I mean, at first, literally, I thought someone was like squeaky glass, and I'm like, I didn't realize we're on the third floor. And I'm like, what is going on?
We're on the 50,000th floor of the Dubai building.
We are right now at the very top of the Burj Dubai, drinking with Saddam. Because he's the only Arab I can think
of. And because he's totally not dead in any way.
No. Yeah, he is.
He's totally dead.
He was hung.
He's totally dead.
I am dumb. I probably should have known that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Do you remember him dying on YouTube? Did you like see
that video? Yeah, I definitely saw him getting hung.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude, whoever recorded that, got so much money.
I don't know why it was such a big deal that like people recorded that. Like,
I don't either.
Why was it
disrespectful to the terrorists that we all despise?
Yeah, why?
We're hanging him. Why not just film it?
I mean, we haven't seen a hanging ever, yeah. except in movies, which don't count. So, like, I don't know.
I mean, they could just be portraying yeah. all of it wrong.
It could be completely incorrect. Wrong rope, wrong hoop.
Wrong style. Maybe they do it upside down.
Yeah,
who knows?
Maybe they do. Maybe they flip the Earth's gravitational ring and it goes upside down and whatnot. Oh, well, we're back to our old ways. We're talking yep. about absolutely nothing.
Yep.
We started with me bonging 400 times, and then we ended up with people being hung, and while people were squeegeeing. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
To I also awesome. Forgot to note what time we started, so I'm going to assume we started right now.
All
right. We're just counting from right now. God, that's when we started.
That. I absolutely hate that. Like, on the drive up here, I was like, when did I actually start to drive?
Yeah.
I remember waking up at 2, but then I didn't really leave until, like, 2:30, so...
Well, I didn't remember...
Who knows?
I think the time slowed because I was anxious, but, like, it felt like it took you 37 years to get from Junction City to this studio.
God.
Because I remember, like, I was looking out the window because you had got to be here soon, and you text me and said, I'm in Junction City. And I'm like, that's 15 more minutes! And then I came down and Chris arrived before you
well,
did.
It's the dumbest thing, right? Okay. So apparently, I take the back roads for the stoners who don't want to fucking, like, see
yeah.
cops at all, right?
So the like, back roads have more cops, just for the record.
There are no people on these roads, except for the one road that I drive on, right?
Yeah.
The one out of all. There's this guy just standing in the middle of the road with a uniform on, a vest, and a stop sign who just walks in the middle of the road and then just, because of him, all traffic
everything
needs
is
to
delayed.
Just halt.
He's probably right? like some hobo that just strips some construction.
It
worker.
Was the dumbest thing I've ever experienced in my life. There's this, a truck came down with a big sign on it and then came back and then came down and then came back and then it came back finally with like all this traffic behind it. It was
what,
like a liter.
What road is this? Like, did you take...
You got me.
Did you just take 35 all the way to Salina and then... That,
no. That
okay.
would be the smarter
way. So you
way
got
to
off at, like, Newton
yep.
and took those roads. So
yep.
you followed the map way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I was
why
you
ran into that
how
crap.
To do it better
you
on
just,
the way back.
It's, like, it's actually... Well, it's not because you hit construction, but it's faster to mm-hmm. go the way you went. But for some reason, there's construction.
Gotcha.
Because so many people drive that road,
yeah,
apparently.
So many.
But I just get on, I just go and get on 70, which you end up on, because you go through Abilene, mm-hmm. and then get on 70 and take that past, like, the rest stops and stuff.
Gotcha.
You just get on that road, and you take that all the way to Salina, and then you join onto I-35 south towards Wichita, and then you drive that all the way to 235.
That seems a lot easier.
Yeah, there's
than
literally
what I do.
Two
like,
turns.
I mean, I have to get off in Newton, and I have to yeah. hit some circle device.
Yeah, the roundabout.
And then, like, apparently this stupid construction to where there's a two-lane road, just a two-lane because it's really small.
Yeah.
One lane just happens to be closed, so that means they have to direct some traffic from one side and then some traffic from the other, just
yeah,
back and
this
forth.
Is why I don't take those ways.
I despise construction.
Isn't it 65 the whole way, too?
Yes.
You know that they just changed the speed limit on the interstice to 70, so you can yep. go 80 on the way home.
That's... I'm going to do that.
You know, now that I think about it, that's got to be faster than the back roads
absolutely.
Way now. Because you're going 80. You're
yep.
going 20 miles an hour faster than what you're going on the back roads ways. Even...
I can't help
no,
but
funny.
Move my feet, man.
I've just never heard that noise before.
This
it just,
chair doesn't
just
like me.
It.
It's squealing because I'm
can
crushing it with my
can we pick up that noise
butt.
On the mic?
Nope.
No.
I don't even...
Like
I don't remember what I'm doing.
I feel like we got it the first time because I think it was loud enough that I actually heard it in the headphones, but...
I'm trying to find it. Can't find it. I'm just rotating.
I wish we had video of this right now.
Yeah, this
like,
would be quite entertaining.
Like.
But okay, so speaking of construction, right?
Yes.
Back in Wichita, you know, 13th, right by my house?
Yes.
Complete construction. It sucks. I never in my life thought that I would have to live there while construction was going on with that road.
Yeah, that road's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that road?
I don't know. That is the worst part about that construction is
yeah.
I don't know what they're doing to it.
They're just tearing it up and building it again.
It's two lanes on both sides, right?
Yeah.
And then one lane is closed on each. That's how it used to
is
be.
Is the far lane or the center lane?
Far lane.
Okay.
And then so that
which
means
is more annoying because then you have to like cross traffic
by all
horrible,
this traffic
yeah.
all the time
yeah.
and almost hit cones because I mean the lanes are so narrow. I
yeah.
feel like I'm squeezing through like
Well, this...
An anus. I don't know.
A butt.
A butt. That's what I have to do.
It's the butt construction. It's like, this town, more than any town I've ever seen. Okay, Manhattan is a very profitable city.
Mm-hmm.
So we just do, you know, construction all the time, apparently, because of that. We have more cones here than New York City has at any time. We are the Manhattan of cones, like, literally. We're coned in here. I don't know if you noticed on your way here, but there's cones on
every road. Yeah, there are cones everywhere.
There's three ways to get to my apartment. There's the main road there, and or the main, I guess I should probably not point. Hey, Seth, listeners, the road's over there.
Seth Child or whatever it is.
Yeah, well, Seth Child is like the road that runs underneath us, mm-hmm. and then there's a road on the far right, the far left, and then there's one that goes through the middle.
Mm-hmm.
All four of those roads have construction cones on them. All four of them. And it's just like, we're being boxed in. Eventually, I'm not going to be able to leave.
See, I feel like they just need to stop putting money into building roads and put that money into flying cars to where we don't need
the
roads.
Thing is, but the difference is that even though we're being boxed in, the construction here only lasts like a week or two.
Yeah, that's if nice. The construction in Wichita has been going on for a good solid 3 months
forever.
Now.
Yeah, forever.
Yeah, and now it's not even in both lanes. Now I'm driving on the wrong side of the road going the other way because the lanes are closed.
Well, literally, the construction in Wichita lasts so long that you almost don't believe it when it's done.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when West Street was under construction,
and
there was no cones. You're like, am I supposed to be in this lane?
Yeah.
And so you drive, like, in the same lanes you were driving during construction just in case there's a hole of some kind randomly throughout the place. Yeah. There's construction all over, and I'm sure Kellogg still is under construction.
Yep, somewhere. I don't even know why. I thought they got done with it, and then they started back up again.
No, they finished one overpass. So they've been going through and doing, like, they did Woodlawn, and they did Hydraulic, and they did Rock Road, and now they're doing Webb. And then as soon as they finish with the last one, it's going to be so old that they have to start over at the beginning and redo it. It's just going to be a never-ending cycle. That's why we should go into construction instead of radio.
Yeah, because I bet you make some bank.
Yeah. Well, haven't you ever driven by, like, next time you're going down Kellogg to East Mall or whatever, you know there's that graveyard to your right?
Right by Hillside.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There's a giant black monument, and it says Cornejo on it, which is the people that own the construction, the Cornejo and Sons. Look at it when you go by. It's massive because it's like Daddy Cornejo, like, just buried in the dirt there.
Dude, I want a building to be constructed on my grave when I die.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
I don't know what I want yet.
The thing is that, like, it's got to be so heavy that, like, people won't steal it.
Yeah.
Because, like, if it's cool, like, people will want it. Because
people will steal your gravestone?
Yeah, dude.
They're going to steal a building.
Unless it's a light building, that's why it's that heavy. Dude, I found this building. Let's go steal it and put it in our house.
I'm pretty sure buildings are quite heavy enough to, you know, not be stolen.
Well, okay, when you're a billionaire and can afford a plot, literally an acreage of land.
I'm going to, like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to buy an acre of land, put my arm in one corner, put my head in another, and put, like, my body parts spread out, and then, yeah, that would be my grave.
What happens if, like, you ever, like, what happens if your wife needs to get buried? Where does she get buried at? Can you, dude, how about you do this? Okay, you have your acre of land, you just build a building on it like normal.
Okay.
In the middle of, like, the atrium of the building, there's just, like, a plot of grass. And, like, it's like tile all inside, and then there's a square plot of grass, and then you just bury yourselves and your family members in this tiny little grass area inside the building.
I would feel like that would freak some people out. Like,
well, dude, you're already gonna haunt the building. It's buried on your grave.
Oh, that's what I want to do when I die. I want to haunt
skyscrapers.
Some stuff. Yeah,
dude, absolutely. That's the fun in dying, is haunting stuff.
God, I hope somebody murders me so I can haunt the crap out of them.
We need to have, like, a murder pact.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to kill each other.
All right, so we wait.
Wait,
no,
we have to get into an argument.
Okay.
And then we have to be super angry at each other, and then we need to kill each other at the same time. I'm going to stab this into your neck, and then depending on how bad that looks, I might do it to myself. And then we can both haunt. Well, we'll be in the same place.
Yeah, and we'll haunt
each
other's
dead bodies. So we don't want to die angry. Yeah, we don't want to die angry at each other and live together forever in the same skyscraper.
All right, this is what we're going to do, all right? We're going to go to the ghetto.
Yes.
Piss some black people off.
That won't be hard for me.
And then, God. You remember that commercial that you did for the Seth and Colby show when we were talking?
Yes, right. I talked to Kendall and I was racist. Yes.
You remember how I said it? Do you and your friends,
like you just
like
came
all
in
black people
trying
know
to
each
not
other.
Be racist and God, totally did it?
Oh, man. I totally failed.
I would have to say
that was my bad. I did not mean to click that at all.
Is there some random girl in this
Well, it's actually
that
that's actually
know?
Our next commercial break. I wanted
Is that
to
your slave?
I wanted to play this. I've been trying for the life of me to find the Catholic music. Can't find it.
Oh man.
It took me forever to find that one. Like, I said the URL in the show, like half of the URL in the episode where I played it a lot. And so, like, using that knowledge, I, like, searched in the domains for Jew. But the thing isn't called Jew music. It's called, like, Hiram Katz or whatever. You know, it's Jew.
Oh, man.
And
I
it
would
was
just,
impossible to
okay,
find.
This is what you do for Catholics.
Yeah.
You find some choir boys. Then you have some priests rape them. And then they sing to you, okay? And that it takes the rapage to get the right singing pitch.
Okay, I'll be sure to make that happen right after I arrange my own murder so I can haunt places. Were we talking about that before we got on to choir boy?
Yeah.
Saddam, episode description. Okay. Surprise, surprise show. Saddam got hung, choir boys got raped, murder. The Seth and Colby show is back. Whenever people ask me, I'm assuming one day I'm going to get asked, what's the difference between the Seth and Colby show and life? And I'm going to say, Seth and Colby has more rape.
Yeah. Dude. Like, I mean, we talk about the dirtiest things
we
possibly can without being too
dirty.
Vulgar for, like, if this got put on the radio for some
horrible
ungodly
reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no refund. Sorry about you.
It's just, it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, our show is really strange.
Yeah.
It's definitely only a show that me and you can do.
Yep.
And, like, and it's funny because, like, I originally started doing this type of radio on purpose. And then it quickly snowballed into something that no longer we can program or control. It's just us being really, really dumb and horrible.
Like, the Seth and Brian show was, like, goodly based on Don and Mike,
it was
which
exactly
was a
like
legitimate
Don and Mike.
Radio station.
Yeah.
And, like, then I got in the mix.
Yeah.
And
you were,
I just
you were trying
to
do that.
New level.
Yeah, exactly. It was great.
And now it's just complete vulgar.
Yeah, now I have clips like this.
I heard this, and this is weird. This is weird.
Have you ever seen the actual video?
No.
It's a cat with a Pop-Tart body, and it's flying through space with a rainbow coming out of its butt. Yeah, exactly.
God.
And it makes that noise for years. That clip is 5 minutes long, and I didn't loop it. That's actually how long the video is of that music.
You know how retarded my friends are?
What? This ought to be good. I can't wait.
So they decide to randomly show me these awesome internet videos that they find that they just think are hilarious, right?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so my friend Susan shows me this video of some dude playing a saxophone. Like, I don't know what music it is. It's pretty popular because I recognize it.
Yeah.
Just some dude who looks like, God, I forget his name. The dude in Tropic Thunder who blows stuff up.
Danny McBride.
Yes, him.
Yes.
Okay, he looks exactly like him except skinnier. And he plays a saxophone in public places.
Okay.
Same song, just different public places, just on tables. He climbs on top of tables in, like, McDonald's and just starts playing the saxophone.
That's it?
She thought that was the funniest thing in the history of internet radio or videos ever. I'm sitting there like this trying to, like, fake laugh, like, huh, yeah.
Dude.
Okay.
Katrina does that same thing too. Only I'm not nice like you. I'm just like, Trina, is this going to get funny at any time? Because I actually used to give you a hard time about it because you used to watch YouTube videos all the time. Like, I am notoriously against YouTube.
Really?
Like, I'm too Jewish to understand YouTube. I think that's I'm too old to understand why YouTube. I can't get on it and do things. And for example, I just said I'm too old to understand why YouTube.
Okay. YouTube, for me, is used to find music that I don't own.
Yeah, that's a totally legitimate
stealing,
thing.
But
yeah,
I guess. And then, like, for me, because I love editing videos and stuff, there's a lot of people on YouTube that edit their own, like, gunfights and stuff.
Okay.
And it's so awesome.
Yeah, so you use it for, like, indie discovery type stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
By the way, speaking of music discovery, have you seen Spotify or heard of Spotify?
I have not.
Okay, name a song you don't own but like to listen to. Name the artist.
Tech Nine.
That I wonder how he's... I'm just going to spell it legitimately and see if it comes up. Oh, it actually has a 9 in it. Yeah, okay, what's the
it's
song?
It's dumb. Well, okay. Maybe we shouldn't go with Tech N9ne. He might be a little vulgar.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with something, like, not heard of. Go with Memphis Mayfire.
Memphis is an M-A-Y, two words, fire?
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Oh, it's like Memphis Mayfire. Okay, yeah. Name the song. There's three albums, Sleepwalking, Between the Lies,
yeah,
and The
Hollow.
Yeah,
go with the song called Sleepwalking.
Okay. There, here it is. Okay, this is Spotify. Mm-hmm. It literally just plays... It's basically every song in existence for free.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for it?
Nothing.
There's not like an overdose of
every
songs
like,
you can add?
Every like 4 or 5 songs, they play a 30-second ad that's just like, are you like your friends on Spotify? Blah, 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 blah. It's like literally a 30-second ad. Or they'll like play, like Sony will pay to like have a popular song played for like 30 seconds and be like, check out this artist. Click the banner and it'll play it. That's it. And I think that you can only have like 9 or 10 hours a month. Mm. But for $5 a month. $5. Mm.
$5. You can $5. Get like unlimited.
Unlimited music, no ads.
Okay, I'm writing that down on my phone.
Well, it's invite only.
Oh.
But I have an invite.
All right.
So I will send you an invite,
awesome.
Sir.
Awesome.
Because it totally. I thought, why would I get Spotify? Because, like, you know me, I love to own my music.
Right.
I don't even open iTunes except for podcasts anymore.
Wow.
Like, literally, and it's great because, like, when you sign up for this, you can connect to Facebook, and you'll see me and, like, your this little people thing on the side, and you can click on it and see all the playlists I've shared, or, like, my top artists. So, like, you can make playlists, and then I can go to your thing and listen to the music that you like the most. So I can discover new music. So
that's
like,
crazy.
And then you can make them into things. Like, you can make a hip-hop, and you can make a metal, and you can make all types of things. And, like, I make a music spotlight playlist every week, or every, yeah, week. I do it weekly. Like, so you can go and click, and you can share it as a URL. So you can right-click on a song, copy the URL, and, like, do anything with it. Email to someone, and it'll send them the link they can click on and listen to the song for free on Spotify.
That's got to be the best.
It's the best thing ever.
It's like Twitter.
Yeah, it's awesome, and it's the record labels are behind it.
That's crazy.
Unlike every other little service, because they started in England and then they expanded to the U.S. So they like got all of these like record labels behind them in England in a smaller place, and then they expanded their contracts and came to the U.S. So they like proved like their respectfulness, so to speak, and then they moved to the U.S. and now. Like $5 a month, dude?
That's so cheap.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous.
To get unlimited
cheap.
Music and no ads.
That's ridiculous.
And it starts instantly. Like, literally, I will double-click the song we just listened to, and you will hear how fast it goes. Double-click. Like, it's super fast. I think that song actually has a little bit of a delay.
It does.
Like, double-click.
Yep.
Like, it's instant. It's like iTunes. There's no difference. And, like, if you wanted to seek through it... Like, I'll just click the middle of the song. Instant.
Where are you at? Are you on the internet or are you
Spotify.
On like an application?
It's an app.
Okay.
And if you pay $10 a month, you get it on your phones.
Ooh.
And
I might do that
you can
too.
Download music for offline mode. So if you pay $10 a month, you can say, oh, and if you have it on iTunes, you can download it anyway.
Huh.
Because you own it. So you can literally have Spotify, like at work I have Spotify, and your playlist sync, so I can make a playlist here that I like to listen to and then listen to it at work. And you don't need your iPod anymore. And so then I will listen to it at work, and if I have it at here on iTunes, I can download it to my computer at work.
That's
because
crazy.
I own it already.
I love technology.
Absolutely. And then between that and Google Music, which basically just makes an exact copy of your iTunes to the internet, and you can listen to it online.
Yeah. Well, like, have you heard of this thing called Amazon Cloud?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of the same thing, only Amazon only supports MP3s.
Oh, really?
Or like MP3s in like one other format. So like all the iTunes ones, the M4As or whatever, they don't work. Google Music, they work on. And Google Music is free without buying anything. Like you probably buy stuff on Amazon.
Yeah.
So, you know, there you go. But, like, Google Music would be great for you because you're on Android.
Yep,
like, there's not a Google Music app.
There's no iTunes or nothing on this. All I have is that Amazon MP3 store right there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's just like Spotify, between Spotify and Google Music, if I have anything that's not on Spotify, it's on my Google Music.
And then Spotify, you can just listen to whatever you want, basically. There's very rarely something on Spotify that I can't find on...
That's crazy.
...on, like, iTunes.
It's awesome. Like Rhapsody, except
that's
on steroids.
It's exactly like Rhapsody.
Rhapsody. I used to pay for Rhapsody, and then it sucked.
Sure, I remember you paying for Rhapsody.
Never used it.
Yeah, see, Spotify is great because it's $5, and even if you don't want to pay $5, it's free.
Yeah.
So you can just have it in case you ever want
That's
it.
That's insane.
It's like at the end of life, I play a song. Mm-hmm. Like, every week, me and Katrina alternate. She picks one she likes for 1 week, and then I pick one she likes. So I have none of Katrina's music, obviously. We have completely different tastes. And so I just say, name a song, and she names it, and I just go Spotify, double-click, and play it. And that's it. And it's in high quality. I mean, there's no difference. It's awesome. Your mom's calling.
Should I answer it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Let's take a phone call on the air. Hello, mother.
Hi, Julie.
What were you supposed to do?
I call you when I got here. That's correct.
He's dead.
Yep. I'm dead. I didn't make it. No, I'm probably going to come back like later, but probably late.
Probably.
Yeah. I don't even know if you can pick this up.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. What?
Are you on the show right now?
Yeah. You're on the show right now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. A little bit.
No, I'm not.
Kind of are.
Having a show about Spotify.
Nothing.
So far, we've talked about hanging people and rape.
Nothing, Mom. I'll call you later, all right? All right. Bye. Oh, by the way, you said that I have 4G here in Manhattan. What's that in the top? Thing.
You don't have 4G?
3G. Yeah.
Are you on Verizon?
I am.
Dude, there's 4G here in Manhattan.
Well, then my phone is just stupid.
That's weird. Unless, like, we have better 4G than your phone can pick up.
Yeah, probably.
That could be.
Probably could be.
Because there's, like, two different types of... Why are we talking about this? No one gives a crap.
Nope.
No one cares at all.
Nope.
Should we take a commercial and then start the show, or should we start the show and then take a commercial?
I just remember watching your show and your big long pauses, so I wanted to take one myself. Anyways, let's just start the show.
Okay, we'll just start. She, like, waved me on. Like, let's just get it out of here.
Press the button with my magical wave.
Just start the
show. You shall start the show.
I shall start the show. What am I doing? Seriously, let's start the show. Hold on, let's start it with loudness. Let's start it with some ways that you can actually hear the music and things.
Might be a good idea.
Look at this. You see this phone number here? They call me like 5 times a day.
Hmm.
And it's just some scamming 800 number.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
There's this thing called blocking. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it.
You can do that on the phone?
I can do it on my phone. I don't know about you.
I bet that's an Android feature.
It's like a send it straight to voicemail.
Well, yeah, because on the apps on Android, you can mess with the phone. Like, you can't do that on iPhone. Like, it won't let you interact with the phone system.
That's what's nice about that. It's like, I have this app on here that lets me watch movies for free.
Yeah.
All of them, like, brand new DVDs.
Steve, are you listening? Steve, listen to me. Make this phone number stop calling me. Your friend, Seth. Okay, wave me on.
Broadcasting live in high definition from Duo Studios in the rolling hills of Manhattan, Kansas.
It's the Seth and Colby Show.
Show. Sorry, I was late.
Oh, and then we do this.
Featuring Seth Neiman.
It's been a long time since we did one of these intros, so, woo!
Colby Newman.
I have a golden plate in my spine.
I need some money. Can I have it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And millions of listeners from around the world.
Millions of listeners from around the world.
Probably like two.
It's probably not any. We've done 2 shows in the last 3 years. Congratulations to us. Also, this intro is much more lame when we don't have a phone number. So you can email us.
I was expecting for other things to go on, so I didn't really know that we were getting right into it, but...
That's how I roll.
Yeah, you should see her naked.
I am the smartest man alive!
Incredible.
Did you just say little bitch?
What? What? What?
You effing idiot.
Okay, you can email us at email@sethandcolby.com, and I'll read it, and we'll read it whenever we do a show.
Always.
Which is...
And forever.
Sometime.
Have you ever checked our email?
Yeah, it's actually just comes directly to me.
Really?
Yeah, it just
That's
it's
cool.
just forwards to Seth at Duo.
Gotcha.
Like every other email address I have.
It's smart. It's smart.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to check
it. That way
we
don't ever miss it.
Yeah, totally.
So you should email because we won't miss it.
Yeah, and technically we pay for the phone number, and I think I have it on a year contract, but the problem is that if you don't use Skype every quarter, it just turns off.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dumb. So, like, I give you money and you take away my phone service.
Exactly.
That's not nice.
Well, it doesn't go away. Like, you still have it. I just have to make a phone call and then it comes back.
Ew.
Yeah.
But see, like, even then, you can't, like, if you don't use that phone number for, like,
exactly.
a good solid,
that's
what,
why people
5 months, then they
text
can't
us.
Call us.
Exactly. So.
How dare you, Skype?
Yeah, I guess you could text us if you really wanted to, but.
Okay, so tell me this.
You don't.
Right?
Yes.
This phone has a front view camera, okay?
Okay.
And there's no such thing as FaceTime on Android. That's just stupid. There's Skype, though, which can do video calling, obviously, because it's Skype. But
yeah.
Skype.
Yes.
Doesn't work on this phone. Like, video calling, not yet available for this phone.
What?
So what's the point of having a front view freaking camera?
Because
I don't get it.
You can look at yourself in it. It's good for putting on your makeup.
Yes, because I put on loads of makeup every single morning.
You really need some base for your face.
Yeah. You know.
Well, that base in my face.
My face gets crusty every once
yeah,
in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just
that's
when I don't take
that's
care
disgusting.
Of it. You know what I mean? Speaking of those stupid internet YouTube videos.
Yes.
This, like, Kate, my new friend, showed me this video last night of a honey badger. Do you know what that is? A honey badger.
I have no idea what a honey badger is, and I'm pretty sure
Let me just tell you what a honey badger
just made
is.
Up.
Let me just tell you.
Okay. Looking forward to this.
A honey badger looks exactly like a skunk.
Okay.
Exactly, except bigger and kind of like an anteater, minus the nose. Does that give you a rough picture? Black with a white stripe and then kind of like an anteater, minus the nose.
Okay.
It's probably got to be the most badass animal out there
What's it look like? What's that to do with honey, exactly?
You know, couldn't tell you.
Okay.
From this video, it was nothing.
It likes to eat honey.
It was some Discovery Channel just, like, montage of this honey badger for no reason. And then this guy with a fake gay voice just commenting on what he does in the video. Not saying really anything.
The honey badger really loves to eat honey.
This honey badger is just going at these bees right here. He's getting stung over and over again. He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all.
Sound like a 1940s announcer.
Exactly. This
There's
is
a giant
what
badger
the...
heading towards Pearl Harbor, about to destroy Pearl Harbor. The giant badger, honey badger, watch out.
This is exactly what the video was about. For a good solid 5 minutes of my life, I was wasted watching this stupid video about some fake gay person talking about some made-up
animal. Doesn't exist, yeah.
Yeah. That's what's on YouTube. That's the common gold on YouTube.
I'm glad that I missed that.
And, like, they always tell me, this is always funnier when you're high. I'm like... Probably not, you know? Like, I laugh at the same things.
But you can't mock YouTube because stuff like this is on there.
A good point, yes, of course, because we all need to hear this. No.
You know what else is on YouTube?
What's on YouTube? This is where you found this?
I don't know where I got this.
Do you know what movie this is from?
No.
God.
But I know that you can find it. I've seen the clip on YouTube,
okay,
and it's horrifying.
All
basically,
right.
Tom Hanks is standing... And a bathtub falls through the floor to the floor below him, and then he looks through the hole and laughs like that. That's it. That is the clip.
That is not... Okay, that certain event should not even, one, be laughed at, and two, be laughed at that wholeheartedly like that.
Well, it's before Tom Hanks obviously had a career.
Is it?
It's gotta be.
I thought it was like in the movie Big or something
like
that.
It's Toy Story 3.
Like when like he was talking to Buzz Lightyear or something like that.
It's during the sad part when Buzz Lightyear gets turned to jelly. he just starts laughing because he does Buzz and jelly for like jelly does when it moves. You want to know what I'm going to take us to break with this. I've been doing this basically as a pre-show routine in honor. Well, I don't know if it's in honor of you. But you're definitely involved in it. I got this clip. Let's get retarded. The actual version of it.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Chris thought was a parody because she didn't realize that it was actually Let's Get Retarded.
Which is dumb in the first place.
Yes. Okay. Anyways, yeah. And I also have this clip. It's on the soundboard. So basically what I do before every show to annoy people and also because I think it's the funniest thing ever is I do this. Let's get retarded.
Oh my god.
Just keep going. And then.
I love little children.
Hey, yes. I heard something when I was listening to Life the other day. I heard Katrina say, I love children.
Dude, you're
you
totally
have to
right.
Isolate it and
write
combine
it. Totally right. I don't have a pen. Thank you. Thank you.
Sharpie.
Okay.
Microphone.
Thanks for
you
the mic.
Write with it, right? I think it's possible.
Katrina says, I love children.
Sometimes.
Why am I writing this whole thing? I could literally remember it just by me saying Katrina.
Yeah.
Whatever. Are we supposed to be going to break
I
right now?
I think you say let's go to break.
Okay, let's go to break.
Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online radio and television, duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Oh, y'all think this meeting is for me? No, no, this meeting is not for me. It's for y'all. See, I'm going to be all right. I'm straight. I got villas in Brazil, Tahiti, East Hampton, West Hampton. Sergio going to be fine. Fuck a recession. I own 20 kookaroos.
21, sir.
I own 21 kookaroos. Y'all don't own one kookaroo. Not one. Not one. Y'all are fucked.
You all are fucked.
He's not wrong. Everyone loves chicken. I'm doing fine. Please, people, help me help you. Y'all need to come up with some brilliant ideas right now. Who's first?
I just discovered the next Alicia Keys. I swear to God above, I can vouch for her.
The next Alicia Keys?
Yep.
What was your last discovery? Can I hear you? What'd you say?
Chocolate daddy?
Yeah, chocolate motherfucking daddy. He discovered chocolate daddy. How much did chocolate daddy sell?
15,000 units.
15,000 units.
Proud of every unit. I'm proud of those units. I'm telling you, this girl
is... Shut
the fuck up. This girl...
Don't talk.
She got a...
I shut the fuck up. 15,000 units. You made me vouch for chocolate daddy 15,000 units. I got 6 fucking kids. You know how much money that is to put them through school? You know how many Air Jordan 6 black kids wear?
Don't worry. We won't bite. Seth and Colby.
That's like HBO Go is like the godsend of radio because like that's on there. So I could just pull it up on my computer and
that's
just record
awesome.
Everything. That's such a funny movie.
You know what's dumb about HBO Go, though?
What?
Lizzie had it, and we were going to watch True Blood on it at my house because I have the connection to the TV or something like that. Doesn't work. It's not, like, it's not...
With her provider or something?
It doesn't work yet. It's not able to do it via the iPhone or...
Really? I have it on my iPhone.
Does it connect to a TV?
Oh, you mean AirPlay?
Not AirPlay. Like the cords.
Oh no, I didn't. I've never tested that.
Doesn't do it.
That's weird. One thing I noticed is that my Apple TV doesn't do AirPlay. Only the new Apple TVs support AirPlay.
That is,
which is
bull.
It's the stupidest thing in the history of mankind.
Apple just trying to make money.
It is. Well, and their thing is cheaper. But like, I actually spend more money on their old TV because I buy everything instead of renting it. Like me and Chris have been going through Lost. And we just bought the Ultimate Collection so we could have them all because I was literally spending like $60 a season. I mean, obviously, it's over the span of time, but like I still had to buy them all.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have them. So, whatever. Apple
I missed
can
Lost.
Suck it. Dude, it's so good.
I saw like a post on Facebook because I liked Lost, right?
Yeah.
And I saw a post on it or something. I'm like, that show has been dead for a good year now.
Well,
why are they posting
stuff? Last night, me and Chris just finished the third season. So we started with the fourth season. And you've seen it all, right?
I have, but I don't remember what happens at the end of the
Well, I'm going to talk about it anyway because you've seen it. So, spoiler alert for people that haven't seen Lost. Basically, the fourth season starts with, like, the freighter and the flash forwards where, like, you see them off the island and everything. All that stuff. So, like, this is when the show, like, really legitimately starts getting good.
This is right after they blow up that thing, isn't it?
Blow up the thing.
The bunker.
No, that's the third season. This is the one where Charlie dies, drowns in the thing, they flip the switch, it's not Penny's boat. The people from the freighter show up, like the scientists and the crazy helicopter driver.
And that's at the end of season three or the beginning of season four?
The beginning of season four, they all show up on the island. The end of season three, the helicopter crashes and like the lady parachutes onto the island and Charlie dies. Because season four is when they first get off the island and all the flashes are like them, like Jack and Hurley and Kate and all them living off
Of
the island. You see their life there and all that stuff.
Alrighty.
So it's when the show like really starts to get good. And the fifth season is when they travel through time. And then the sixth season is like, you know, the all behind the scenes of the island.
Yeah.
Like, that show is so good. That like, I was looking up and I'm just like, Lost can't be over. There's got to be more Lost. There is more Lost.
There is.
They're making a spinoff of Lost. And apparently it's going to take place on the island. And apparently they know for sure that Walt and Rose and Bernard and Jen and Son are going to be in it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Doesn't everybody die, though, at the end of that at the show?
No. Not everybody dies. The end of the show is them all being dead. Mm-hmm. Like, it basically jumps to them and all in, like, they basically are in the giant... They're in basically purgatory without the punishment. Like, waiting for everybody to show up, and then they all move on to wherever they go. But they all had to, like, meet together in order to all move on because it's live together, die alone. So I guess it's die together, don't live at all. I don't really know how that would translate. But that's what it signifies. So there's, like, all this span of time between, you know, the fifth season and when they get off the island, you know, when they're all rescued and everything, to when... You know, like when Hurley becomes Jacob, like there's all this time between then and when they all die that they could cover in a spinoff.
I mean,
some of the characters legitimately died. Like you saw some of them die. Like you saw Jack die. Like, you know, he's dead. So like there can't be a spinoff of him.
Dude, for some reason, I'm completely blanking on watching all six seasons of Lost.
I only saw him once. Yeah, so like me too. I don't really remember it. Like, I'm kind of really looking forward to seeing... I saw seasons 1, 2, 3, and 4 multiple times because I watched all of seasons 1, 2, and 3 by myself. Sarah didn't like it, so she didn't watch it. And then when I started showing it to my parents, she got really into it again. So then we watched them all with my parents, and that included season 4 at that point because I watched it on TV and then with my parents. Season 5 and 6 we all watched together on TV, so I never bought the DVDs for them. So I've only seen those episodes one time.
Gotcha.
So, like, I'm really looking forward to watching them again because there's probably so much stuff that, like, I missed. But, like, going back and watching all the seasons again, like, they totally knew exactly what they were doing. Like, everyone complained in the six seasons, like, this doesn't make sense. It's totally ruining the show. Like, all this stuff. They totally knew exactly what they were doing.
That by itself just flabbergasted me when you told me that they knew what the start point was, and then they knew what the end point was, and then they made all the story in between, and they just knew it, and then they did it over time.
There's scenes in the pilot where, like, that kind of harken back to the sixth season. And sure, they could have gone and just said, no, this happened in the pilot, so let's shoot it the same in the sixth season. And that would be a good argument if they hadn't been doing that the entire series, where they have things that happened in the sixth season that they did throughout season 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, obviously, it's amazing.
That is why that show is probably the greatest TV show.
Oh, it is. It's my favorite show ever, which is why I wanted more of it.
Yep.
Okay, and also backtracking, since we're talking about TV. Aren't HBO's titles, like the things before their shows that say up next on HBO, aren't those the best things you've ever seen in your life?
Well, I don't even know. HBO, let me just compare it for you. Okay, McDonald's and Burger King, all right? Burger King markets their stuff so much better. Like, okay, last night, I stayed up pretty late, like 3.
Didn't notice because you slept until 1:30.
Exactly. I went to Burger King and got breakfast because apparently breakfast starts at 3 at Burger King.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
I didn't know that.
That's like early.
So I got basically the big breakfast at McDonald's at Burger King.
Okay.
The eggs looked so much better. They weren't just a big slab of eggs just slapped on like a
Yeah.
Fiber, whatever.
Styrofoam.
Styrofoam. Yeah. Plate. And, like, it was just packaged perfectly. Yeah. I love Burger King.
Dude, the Burger King's up here. You get Whoppers that are this thick.
Good. That's how they should be. The Burger King by my house.
If you have a craving for Burger King on your way home, stop in Abilene. It's on your way no matter which way you... It's on your way no matter what direction you go.
That's a cool flashlight.
And it's the best. It's a blacklight.
Ooh.
It's a Dharma.
Yeah,
blacklight. Like it came in the ultimate set because there's that fake hidden map on the wall, so it's like a blacklight. Mm. So I'll like sit here and Chris will be over there and be like, "She'll like stop it." Sorry. Anyway, what was I talking about? Oh, stop in Abilene. Best Burger King I have ever eaten. Period. Delicious, and they usually have like a buy one Whopper get one Whopper free. So like you can eat a Whopper and then eat another one.
I don't think that's possible. You see the size of my body? You see this six-pack right here? Yeah. That doesn't take...
I wish I had a six-pack.
Actually, that is burgers. That's all I eat is fast food.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that.
It's retarded.
I doubt it's changed. If you came up here like, sorry, I'll eat a salad now.
Yeah.
It would have been like a serious issue.
Let's see what I eat yesterday. McDonald's.
Okay.
Wendy's.
Okay.
Burger King.
End of the staples. The staples of fast food burgers. There aren't any more.
When's the last time you've eaten at TGI Fridays?
The last time I ate there with you.
God, I ate there like a few nights
ago. There's not one here. So that's why.
Ha! Ha! Ha!
I couldn't afford it anyway. There's a Longhorn Steakhouse that's here.
Yeah.
That, like, it smells literally like lovemaking as you drive by, and I want to go there, but I can't afford it right now.
That's another thing I was going to talk to you about when I came into your house. Smell.
Okay.
The last time I came here, it smelled like lasagna or some sort of pasta cooking in your, like,
in
the
December.
Hallways.
Yeah. You remember this from
December. I do remember this. Okay. I always, for some reason, remember the smells of apartments.
Okay.
Don't get it. But yes, it smelled like lasagna or pasta or something.
Yeah.
Come in today, cinnamon rolls.
Okay. Yeah, the hallways here always smells good. It's so much different than my old apartment where it smelled like male excrement everywhere you went. Like, did a squirrel die in here and then crawl out of a dead dog's butt and die? Yeah, it was horrible.
I'm not looking forward to moving into an apartment.
Oh, yeah. I probably should, like, I forgot that you could move out now that you're all of legal age and stuff. So, like, what are you doing?
Waiting for a job.
Okay.
Definitely.
Obviously.
And once I do that, I'm probably going to stay at home for my first year.
Oh, are you going to college?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
ITT Tech.
So...
It's only a 2-year associate's degree.
Drafting and design.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I was trying to think. There's air conditioners, and there's, like, hooking up computers, and then there's design. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. It looks very fun, but...
So after you get that 2-year, do you have to go to an actual, like, 4-year college to, like, finish your 2 years?
Okay. So my family has been saving since I was born for me to go to college, and I have about... roughly $50,000 to go.
Okay. Can I have some?
Do you know how much it costs to go to ITT Tech for 2 years?
How much?
$47,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. About $20,000 a year. Plus books, plus tool kits, plus, like, other stuff that is completely useless.
How much does it cost again?
$47,000.
Oh, F! F me! How much does it cost again?
$47,000. God.
I clicked it twice. I meant to stop it, and I actually played it again.
Okay. My dad figured out why it costs so much.
That's
because
horrifying.
It doesn't get any subsidies from the government. So no government, like, organization pays for anything at that school. So,
okay.
I mean, they run national commercials.
Yeah.
They pay teachers. They have a nice-ass campus.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's tiny.
Yeah, I've been there. That's one of the colleges I looked at before I decided that I wasn't going to go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I knew that there's drafting and design.
Yep. And so, yeah, they have to charge the students for all their expenses. And so that's why I checked out that other one, WATC. It's Wichita
maybe
Area
the
Tech
one,
College.
Maybe that's the one I looked at.
And was it really nice buildings?
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe they move campuses.
I don't know. I don't really remember.
The only thing, like, the good thing about ITT is you can, like, major in all of these different, like, fields, like architecture, mechanical, civil, graphic design, by just taking 2 years. At WATC, they only really specify in architecture and mechanical, and you have to pick one.
Gotcha.
And it's stupid. I hated that school. one day. Why did I turn my microphone off? Oh, God. Went there for one day, and I was so pissed off that I even went there.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, it was stupid. But, yeah, I'm going to ITT Tech and then getting a job in interest. Probably moving out with Cameron.
Okay.
Just chilling. Wichita.
Yeah. My boss really wants you to come up here and work.
Really?
Yeah. He wants a little me. And he goes, don't you know anyone? And I said, I used to have someone I worked with, but he lives in Wichita. Because, okay, off the record. So that's why you needed to move. You can literally walk in tomorrow with a job. That's kind of how it goes.
Damn.
But whatever, I could probably get you a job there any other time. So whatever. But like, and Chris is only paying, like, she's paying like $4,000 a semester to go to K-State.
Yeah, at that WATC, they had so much nicer campuses. They had a lot more like classrooms.
Yeah.
ITT Tech's based in one building with two floors, and that's it.
Yeah.
And like, to go to a WATC, it's $9,000 a year.
God, that's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense because it is a specialty school.
Yeah, but even then, like, I mean, I saw some of the people that were at ITT Tech. They don't look like they are people that have $47,000 to be spending.
Sesta might be paying for it, dude.
Good point.
You'd be shocked at the amount of creepy warehouse and like... like factory workers that get free tuition because they work at Cessna.
I'm probably going to be the only 18-year-old enrolling.
Probably
this semester.
Probably all like 30-year-old men missing teeth and you.
Yeah, it's gonna suck.
I
like
can't
no college
more
parties,
being like,
no nothing. It's,
dude, just head up here on the weekends, ring Cameron.
Yeah. Probably going to do that.
I mean, really. I mean, you have to come up here once a quarter to sign new profit sharing. So. Yeah, so the reason we do quarterly and the reason the new show is called Life is because, like, if Katrina ever quits, I want to keep doing it.
Right.
And it's like, this show, I can't do Seth and Colby without you, as much as people may believe that's possible.
Yeah.
So, like, Seth and Colby lies dormant until Colby arrives, and then, like, Life I could do if Katrina, like, quits. Or more likely, like, if Chris breaks up with me and Katrina takes her side. Because that's happened before, where, you know, I've lost friends and breakups.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
No, that's what sucks. So this big breakup between me and Lizzie, that's what happened.
Yeah, like, you know, that's probably true, like, because, I mean, you have a tattoo of, like, your family on your arm. And, like, I'm guessing she was probably a part of that, right? So does that, like, just totally, like, mess everything up?
See, okay. Me?
Yeah.
I'm a pretty on-off, 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 on-off relationship kind of guy.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be, but I just sometimes can't stand people.
Yeah.
So I go to extremes.
You? Imagine that.
And so, like, we've broken up a good total of maybe 6 times in the course of 7 months. And, I mean, it's just, I'm used to it.
Yeah.
So now, I think she thinks that I hate her. But I really don't.
I'll send her this tape.
I can just stand her, you know? Like,
just wait till he talks about rape and then he talks about you. Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, that was definitely, I don't know. It was, okay, opposites. Complete opposites. Me, screamo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like shopping. I like
to chill. So she's like
a
real girl.
She is the definition of girl.
Yeah.
Like, parents, rich as shit.
Yeah.
Girl, or like hobbies.
Yeah.
Girl things.
Okay.
Reading.
Yeah.
Shopping. End of list.
True Blood.
True Blood.
Yeah.
Okay. And like, I don't know. I never felt like I actually had a true conversation with her in the entire 7 months that I have been with her.
It's weird because Chris was kind of that way. Like, totally not what you would consider to be my type.
Mm-hmm.
And it took some getting used to, but then it kind of felt refreshing because she doesn't really, like, she doesn't care at all about anything that I do. Like, at all. And it really bothers me, but at the same time, it's also really kind of cool that, like, I don't have to constantly be selling how great my stuff is to her because she doesn't care.
See, that's the thing I had to do with Lizzie, is I felt like I always had to be the perfect guy with money and, like, awesome boyfriend mode, which I don't like to do. I like to be myself normally. Yeah, I think most people do.
Well, but you know, you do a lot of things, you know, to get a lady. Yeah. Men have needs, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? That's like the saddest thing I've ever heard, dude.
Yep.
Hold on.
Yep.
And then no one knows what you said, which is the best part. He said he got AIDS from her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Straight on, full on AIDS. You know they have a cure for that now?
Yeah, for HIV, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, from stem cells that
That's
George
crazy.
Bush hated. Thanks, George Bush.
Yeah, thanks, George.
Yeah, it's been like two weeks since Obama took office.
Yeah.
And like we've already cured AIDS.
Yep.
Because of stem cells. Not because of Obama, but
that's definitely like, I mean, it's kind of messed up because of the babies, but I think it's needed, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I think it's needed.
It's something we have.
Why not use it? Like that's
exactly.
The thing about the Catholic Church is they never sacrifice for the common good.
Yeah.
That just doesn't like go well in their brain.
It worked real well
like
for
that.
Them in like the medieval times when plagues were happening. You know, rats biting people and
them
dying.
And
like
you know, the Muslims taking over Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So I mean, why not just kill all of them off in the Crusades?
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's worked for millennia. Why change now? And
exactly.
Just add some rape and.
God, I watched this show.
I really hope Catholicism isn't like the one true religion, because me and
too.
You are going like,
I was hella thinking about that the other day, right? I was thinking like, I really wonder what's going to happen when I die. And I'm like, if Catholics are right,
yeah.
I am so screwed. I am so screwed.
Me too. Yeah. You probably more because you know more about it and you still reject
it. Yeah, like
it.
I'm not ignorant at all. Yeah.
I make fun of things I don't know. So that means I make fun of everything.
Yeah, it's fun to do that though. That's what, yeah. I like doing that.
Yeah, but totally. I really hope that's not the case.
Can we take Antonio's call on the air?
Yeah, I should go right ahead, dude. Right. Let's do it. And then we'll go to break because I think it's that time.
What the? Hello?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Nothing.
Dustin, where you at?
What?
Where you at?
Oh, I'm at my friend's house.
I need a favor.
Oh, what would that favor be?
Does he think? Who does he think he is?
I don't know, man. I don't know what you could be possibly talking about.
He's never going to guess me.
please.
Dude, there's a problem. There's a little distance in between where you are and where I'm at.
Are you in Hutch?
Nope, farther.
Farther.
You're farther than Hutch? Manhattan?
Actually, Canada. Yep. I drove to Canada.
Hey!
Hey. Yes, I'm in Manhattan.
Okay.
All right.
That sounded so sad.
Okay. You know, like, everyone else in the family is 18, so, I mean, I'm sure... Well, okay, hang up on me.
He just hung up!
Wow.
He's crying.
Yeah, I think he might be.
He sounded so sad. Yeah, I'm in Manhattan. Okay. Click. His tears fried his phone circuits.
Dude.
Did you not tell anyone you were coming?
No.
Up?
Nope.
That's so awesome.
I told
awesome.
Cameron, and that was it.
That is so awesome.
I told Cameron.
That's the
like,
best thing I've ever heard.
See, because, okay, I've been very depressed recently.
Yeah.
Because, like, me and Lizzie broke up, and then I started to think about Rachel, and then it just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bad, just bad mixed with bad. And then the group just got kind of old and old and old, and so now I'm just like, hey, I'm talking to Seth again. Why not just... ditch them for a whole entire day and have fun with my old buddy. Like,
hey, anytime you want, I'm here doing absolutely nothing but working, because that's all I do is work. Literally all I do.
Yeah, so I just kind of left without telling
anybody. That's so awesome.
Yep.
I wish I could just leave sometimes. There's like times where Chris goes to bed early, and I'm like, I don't go to bed early. Like,
right.
Never.
Me neither.
So, like, I'm just like, I want to go get some Jimmy John's, but I want to go alone. So I'll, like, text Katrina because she usually stays up late. And I'm like, you want to go get Jimmy John's? She's like, no.
Is Jimmy John's open? Like,
oh, dude, it's open till 4 a.m. here.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
College town, man.
Yep, college. Yep.
And also, that's the other thing, like, about you coming up here. You've never been up here when school's in session.
Right.
This town has, like, two lives. Like, right now, it's one way, and during Christmas break, and, like, and when the school's here, it's like there's 40,000 extra people in town. And
dang.
Like there's always something going on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah,
I was talking to Kate recently, and she was like, I told her I was coming up here, and then she was like, really? Manhattan's awesome.
I'm dude,
like,
I love this town.
I've been up there a few times, and like, not really anything has been going on. And she's like, yeah, it's pretty awesome up there. I'm like,
this okay. town, this town on paper, is there's absolutely nothing special about this town on paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then you live up here, and then you realize why this is like the best city in Kansas. It just got named number one by Forbes to live in.
Really?
Like, best economy, best people, like all that stuff. Like,
I
want to
go buy
one.
A pack of cigarettes, see how much how cheap they are here.
And probably are more expensive.
Really?
It is this is the San Francisco of Kansas.
Gotcha.
In both in culture and lifestyle and in prices, it's ridiculous. And like, what was that? Like, the thing I like the most, I put my finger on this a couple months ago, everybody here is happy.
Hmm.
Like, that's the, you never see, like, I would love to say never, but never such a crazy statement,
right.
But like, literally, I do not remember seeing anyone who does not appear to be like in the best mood of their life.
Exactly. Okay, before I get here,
yeah.
I go to McDonald's here. The dude, so nice.
Yeah.
He's like, hello, sir. Welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you today? Yeah. I'm like, can I just get a number 11 with a Coke? And he's like,
dude,
what kind of sauce do you want with that, sir?
People here are like us, because they're all
it's
our
ridiculous.
Age. They're
it
all our age.
It is crazy.
The people who don't fit in here
mm-hmm.
leave as soon as they're done with college. Because most people here go to college here, and then mm-hmm. they leave. So just like, first of all, you get the atmosphere of everybody here likes the same thing. Because we're all K-State fans for the most part.
Right.
And if we're not K-State fans, then you're just a random fan of something else.
Yeah.
And just, but you still, you all have sports in common.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that. And then you always have, and people are always smart. And there's so many skinny people here. Like, I feel like just the random dude in the middle of the crowd that's overweight. Everybody here is skinny. Like, it's like me and five fat people. Like, I need to make a club for fatties so we can just see each other once a week because I don't think any of them exist here. Like, it's so random. Literally, I was talking to my boss because he's like, he's overweight too. And it's just, we both moved from out of town to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking to each other about how if you see someone who's overweight, they don't live. They have. They move from somewhere else to get here because everyone who lives here is skinny and it's messed up. And we have tons of pools. We're probably going to get a Warren.
That's awesome.
Like, we're beating Kansas City. We're beating Lawrence. We're beating all these places because it's Manhattan and we have like $1 billion.
That's crazy.
Like, we're building a giant Hilton Garden Inn, which is like, you know, Hiltons are like really fancy
mm-hmm.
hotels. This is a hotel more upscale in the Hilton because we're bringing in business conferences. And we, because now we have flights, two flights every day, two going to Dallas, Fort Worth, and two going to Chicago direct. You can literally, me and Chris for $300 could get on a plane here, go to Chicago, and then fly back.
$300
for both of us. And we could just spend a weekend. And it's just like, this is like, it's just this tiny little town nestled away in Kansas. But, like, the atmosphere here is great. And it's hard to explain to people, but, like, I love living here.
Yeah.
I can, like, your mom texts me randomly, and she's like, thanks for giving Colby that gift, and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, are you ever going to move back? And I'm like, no. I don't ever plan on it. Like, it's, I like it up here.
Yeah. Okay, so Lizzie was talking to me, because she goes to California
yeah.
every summer, because...
Is that why she's so tan?
Rich. Yep. And she's just like, she was talking to me one time, drunk.
Yeah. It's the best time to have conversations with people, just by the way.
And she was like crying to me. I just want to move to California. The people there are so nice. And like, it's just, you don't see one unhappy person. They just all appreciate the beach and like, just everything about it. And I just want to move out there so bad. Like, and I had to sit there sober.
Yeah. And just stare
just,
at it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks.
Head nod. Yep. God. Oh, I hate drunk people. Unless I'm drunk with them.
Yeah.
And then
dude,
it's
we
okay.
have a good time up here, I'll tell you that. Dude, I like became one of those crazy raging alcoholics. Not raging. I don't know why I said raging. But like basically the time you came up here, like, because as you know, it was like crazy time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm much better now. But it's just like because of that, I have like this crazy tolerance for alcohol. And like Grey Goose and like whiskey. Like, are my things. Like, I went and got a bottle of Grey Goose. Like, have you ever seen, like, a bottle of Grey Goose?
Mm-hmm.
I got like the medium sized bottle, so I think it's like half a liter or something. I just pounded that whole thing. Like,
damn.
And like, I don't get sick. It's just, and I wake up without a hangover. It's like the best thing ever, and we just have a good time.
Okay.
And usually now, I'm on the radio when I do it. One of the bonus shows we're going to do for life is as soon as Katrina turns 21, we're going to play I Never.
Awesome.
Yeah. How great will that be for the radio?
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, we played that game last night sober, but
yeah.
I mean, it's not the same. But, okay, so the girls in my group used to be into drinking, and by used to be, I mean a month ago.
Okay.
Okay.
By used to be, I mean last night.
Yeah. The good solid, like, month of June, every single night was getting plastered beyond the point of knowing what's happening.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
That's not fun.
And then, like, I just couldn't stand seeing Lizzie like that anymore. So I was like, all right, get back together with me and you're going to stop drinking.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
And then it worked. And then she stopped for a month. And then we broke up. And then she drank again.
Yeah.
And just, like, she comes back to my house. She comes back to my house, drunk as hell, right? Yeah. Drives over to my house.
Smart.
And then just... that's when we had that long talk about California and feelings and stuff. But yeah, they
had a handle
of Captain Morgan, a handle full. They got it that night.
That's crazy.
They come back. There's that much left. A good 2 inches left.
And how much time had passed?
Like 4 hours.
That's not very long.
Yeah. Like it was her and Susan. And then Susan just comes up to me stumbling all over and then like grabs my head and like touches me. And it's like, I love you so much. And then I try and help her walk down the stairs, right? She just like skips. She's like, like that was her feet. And then me and Lizzie talk for a good like 2 hours. I come back down the stairs. Lizzie leaves because Susan has her own car, and Susan is passed out on my couch. I touch her nose just over and over again, right? Done wake up.
Yeah.
Done wake up. And then she finally wakes up. And then when she talks, let me give you a direct quote of what she said, all right?
I can't wait.
There's two things. She was like, did you know that Dylan's is not
Walmart? Did you know that Dylan's is now hiring and so is Walmart?
They're building a Dylan's by a Walmart.
Darn it!
Close, but all right.
I got two of the 100 words.
So then we need to get her home.
Yeah.
Right. So Cameron drives her in my car, and then I drive her car back to her house.
Yeah.
And, in the car ride, she talks to Cameron, and she's like, where's my car? And then Cameron's like, are you dumb? Colby's driving it right behind us. She's like, oh, okay. Who's driving? I'm like, Cameron's like, Colby.
How do these parents deal with this? Like, I know your parents. Like, they're cool. They don't care. Like, but... You can't have found all these friends with parents who are just as chill as your parents.
Susan's parents are literally neo-Nazis. I'm telling you.
That's...
They are crazy.
Really frightening.
They are crazy. Like, they found out that she smoked marijuana, and she was grounded for a good solid 3 months, no contact with any of us.
Wow.
Like, it's bad.
That's
she still risked it. She still risks it.
Yeah, probably wants to more because of her stupid parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lizzie's parents, I don't really honestly know.
Yeah.
They're kind of there. They say stuff, but they don't never do anything. But yeah,
just
and
hands
then
off parents.
When we get to her house, she gets out of the car and she's like, "Where are my keys?" And Cameron's like, "Are you an idiot? Colby drove your car back here." I'm like, "Oh my god,
that's crazy.
Something's wrong."
Yeah, you know, getting drunk is fun, but never for the wrong reasons.
Yeah, except that's the only time I really can get drunk. To be honest with you, is when I am just so down, and I'm like. There was this one time in my life when I was actually like, I want to get drunk.
Yeah.
And I did.
Remember that time I played you, made you play Edward Forty Hands?
That was dumb.
That was the best thing.
That was so dumb.
Yeah, no, that was the best night ever because you didn't get very drunk and Andrea barfed like three times in the middle of the floor and then fell asleep naked in the shower. And you're like, hey, wake up. She goes, go away.
That was ridiculous.
That was the best thing ever.
The only thing I remember about drinking was the one time I got drunk for the first time, I think.
Yeah.
Over at your house. And, like, I went out, smoked like 5 cigarettes, came back inside and just fell on the floor. Yeah. I just fell on the floor and wouldn't move. I was like, I wasn't passed out. I was awake, but I was like, oh my God, I can't move.
I believe the quote is, I am so fucked.
God.
It was just the best thing ever.
That was so fun.
I have all those videos.
That night has got to be the best night.
Oh, that was ever. Awesome. That was like the best night before what I like to call my dark time.
Yeah.
It was like that was the final good night I had until like today.
God, that was so much fun.
It was great.
Didn't I put a thong on?
I don't know. Those nights all blur together.
I did.
During my dark time, I don't really have all the days blur together. I remember me sitting in chairs with Johnny Walker and then things happening. I don't know what days they happened because all the nights were the same.
Yeah.
Me in a chair with Johnny Walker, things happening. Yep. And then that happened until October.
That's
and
how
then I moved.
It is, man. That's how it is.
We're supposed to take a break, dude.
All right.
I
will take a break with this note.
Okay.
I am God.
And now a moment with Seth and Colby listeners.
Hey Seth and Colby, it's Jessica and Taylor. We're really excited you guys are doing a show because you're super badass. And we want you to keep doing more shows because we listen to them constantly and we quote them a lot. And because we're awesome like that. And our Twitters are full of your quotes because we're amazing and so are y'all.
Yeah. That made no sense.
Good job.
Okay. Kind of stuck a lot. So we'll be listening tomorrow. Well, today will be when you play this. And we're very excited. And
we'll probably sound dumb, but not too dumb, I hope.
Yeah, we're dumb. Okay. And bye. Say bye.
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 This is Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
I would have to say it's his anger. I mean, he goes from 0 to 100 in a second flat.
Come on.
Do you feel this is an accurate assessment?
No, I'm a very calm guy. I mean, whether it's that's... I'm a very calm person, all right? Whether I'm at work or in a social situation, I am extremely calm. But my wife, who I love very dearly... she likes to nag, and I react to the nagging.
Overreact.
Sometimes, okay, maybe, but without the nagging, no reaction.
Well, what he calls nagging, I call trying to have a relationship.
Look, there's no proverbial judge sitting on a bench judging you.
Ari? I told you to turn that off.
I did turn it off, but this is the emergency line. This is the bat line, baby.
Do you need to get that?
I do need to take this,
no,
yes.
No, he doesn't. I asked for 1 hour out of a day for his undivided attention, and I can't even have that.
You can have it if you want to live in Agoura fucking Hills and go to group therapy, but if you want a Beverly Hills mansion and you want a country club membership and you want 9 weeks a year and a Tuscan villa, then I'm going to need to take a call when it comes in at noon on a motherfucking Wednesday.
See, that's it. There it is.
You know what? I have to take this. There better be a Scud missile heading towards Beverly Hills, Eric.
Pigs in Space. The Seth and Colby Show.
That liner always makes me laugh.
Oh, man.
Have you been watching Entourage this season?
I have not.
Dude, it is the saddest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Really?
Did you see the last season of Entourage?
Remind me. What happened?
Ari, it's all about Ari. Who cares about the other dudes? Okay. Ari basically has a chance to... Remember the season before? The season before this one where Andrew, the guy with the long hair, like, basically cheated on his wife and then Ari got in trouble for it?
Yes.
Okay. That dude's gone.
Okay.
And the woman he was cheating on his wife with is now the head of the TV department.
Okay.
Or not the head, but she's like basically a bigwig.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they ever replaced him. Well, she helps Ari bring in this big NFL contract where Ari thinks that he's going to own an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically what happens is that when they get some really good news, he basically like picks her up and spins her around as like excitement because he's going to own an NFL team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his wife walks in when that's happening. And uh-oh, this is the girl that broke up her best friend's marriage to the guy. And so she obviously has some thoughts. And so she makes Ari fire her. So Ari, who obviously loves his wife, like, fires the lady. Well, she, being very aggressive, goes and works for Amanda Daniels, who, you know, Ari has this huge spat with. And she has been recording Ari in the office for, like, a long time, and basically blackmails Ari into, I don't even remember what to do, but, like, basically him saying all the things that Ari says ends up on the internet and blows the NFL deal, and then one thing leads to another, and him and his wife basically break up at the end of the season.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, which is kind of a big deal. Well, them being separated wouldn't be too horrible, but in this season, she's like, there's only been two episodes. In the first episode, she drops a bombshell that she's seen some other dude.
Mm.
And, like, that blows.
Yeah.
Because, like,
definitely does.
Because, like, me and Ari are kind of the same dude. And so we, like, think the same way. So, like, if she's ever with someone else, like, no matter what now, he can't get back with her because that's messed up.
Yep.
Like, because they're not divorced, they're just separated, and she's with some other dude.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never came out explicitly and said that she's actually slept with the dude, but I'm worried that if it happens, like, that's totally going to ruin Entourage for me.
Yep.
Because, like, it's going to shatter Ari as a character for me, and Ari's, like, the only reason I watch that show. And this is the last season. So, like, everything's going to end up here. And Eric is engaged to Sloane, you know, at the end of the season that you saw, and they're engaged all of last season. And for some reason, they're broke up in this season, and she's moving to New York now. So it's just, I don't know where they're going with the show.
I feel like everything's going to end up being bad.
Well, and yeah, really that's what it sounds like, because Billy Walsh is back, which is awesome, because Billy Walsh, he's the guy that did Medellin.
Oh, yes. Oh, awesome.
But he's completely sober now. No drugs, no alcohol. His hair is, like, cut and he's normal, but he's still got a Billy Walsh swagger to him, so it's pretty cool. But, like, Drama, he basically started with Drama, this cartoon where Johnny is a big angry gorilla. And, like, so Johnny's got this real great thing going on. And Turtle is, like, part owner of some big new tequila company. Did I say tequila? Because it didn't sound like I said tequila.
You kind of said tequila.
I think so. Whatever. Anyway, tequila. And so he has that going on. And E broke off from that Murray dude that he was with and started it with the Scott dude that he hated in the season that you saw. And now they have their own business. But him and Sloane broke up. The co-star of Johnny's thing wants Johnny to walk until they get more money, and the show hasn't aired yet. Turtle, his girlfriend, is now the spokesperson for the tequila company, so now he's trying to, and she won't ever talk to him, so now he's all depressed that, like, his girlfriend's going away. And Vince is still fine, obviously, but but in the last season, he got addicted to coke and dated a porn star for, like, the entire season and ended up in rehab during the season break and then got out of rehab. So there's not really anything big happening with Vince because like, they were worried he wasn't going to get movies, but they cleared that away in, like, one line. Ari's like, it's not 2004 anymore. Like, no one cares. So he's still fine. But all the rest of the characters are just as bad as they were, like, in season 4. And so, like, the show didn't really go anywhere, but I didn't care about that because Ari was the reason I was watching the show. Right. But now they, like, totally ruined Ari's relationship with his wife, which was, like, the best thing ever, because no matter how big of an a-hole Ari was, you knew, really, he was a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so his wife is, like, now a big hoe. It's stupid. So they ruined, like, one of my favorite shows.
So have I completely just missed a season?
Apparently.
Now that season 7 is going on right now?
Season 8. You missed season 7.
Okay.
You missed season 7.
All right.
Season 6 is the one with, like, Murray and all that stuff. It's the one you got me on Blu-ray that we watched together while, you know, hanging out. And then season 7 happened last summer during the dark time, and now this one's airing. It just started.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, Smoking Aces.
Yes, with Jeremy Piven.
God.
What's that movie about?
Okay. Hitman, basically.
Okay.
Jeremy Piven plays... I forget his name, but he plays, like, some big business cat who, like, went behind backs and just did a whole bunch of dirty stuff.
Is he the main character?
Yeah. Well, not really. There's a lot.
Okay.
There's a lot of people in that movie, man.
It's what they call an ensemble cast.
There are so many. Like,
I remember the poster for it. It's like red, blue, green, yellow, blue, green, red.
Ben Affleck.
You had a D to the end of that.
Ben Affleck. The dude, Jason Bateman, he's in it.
Jason Bateman or Jason Statham?
Jason Bateman.
So, like, the rest the funny development one. Guy.
Yes, him.
That's weird.
For a little bit. He kind of plays like a transsexual dude or something like that.
For some reason I knew that. What that says about me or my sexuality.
Not the dude, okay, in Flyboys. You remember that movie?
I know
not
of
the
it.
Main guy. Never mind then. Just forget it. God, I'm blanking. Alicia Keys, Common.
What?
The rapper. Yeah, back in the day, Common's in it. Jeremy Piven. Who was the dude in Lost who was basically Jacob's right-hand man?
Titus Welliver.
Him. He's in it.
God, I'm such a nerd.
There's another... Jack's in it, too, for a little bit.
Whoa, weird.
Yep.
Did you know that we saw Jack, like, in real life?
I think you told me about
like,
it.
Like, me, Chris, and Sarah were at Heroes, and he came walking in and just sat down, and I was like, that's Matthew Fox. And people were like, are you sure? And I'm like, I spent 6 years of my life watching that dude walk. I know him. Because he walks just like it does on the island.
Yep.
So, yeah, I met him. I didn't meet him. I don't like talking to famous people. It's
so
karma.
Many. How about that one dude that who plays for the Magic?
Dwight Howard?
Yeah, I'm blanking on
his name. Know what's up about that.
Is it really, like, legitimately,
dude,
like, Dwight Howard?
Okay, we got, for life, we got an email saying the Dwight Howard on there is a fake.
Okay.
So I went and investigated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on Google Plus, you can do this thing called a hangout, which is basically group video chat. All
right.
Like, you start a hangout, and then anyone in your circles can be like, oh, Dwight Howard's in a hangout, join. And then you can get in there and talk back and forth to everybody in the hangout, 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
He hung out with dudes. If he was hanging out with people... People would immediately know he was a fake.
Right.
So, like, I personally haven't gone in and hung out with him, but dudes would know. I would hear from people talking to him that if he was not really Dwight Howard. I mean, it's literally the dude.
That's crazy.
I mean, I will take Google Plus and the people in his circles and him hanging out over the lady who emailed us.
Yeah.
For life. So,
probably.
Like, but, yeah.
That's
it's
crazy.
Like, I don't know why he's following me. I assume he still is.
You should probably send him a link to that show and just be like, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. If he knows who I am, mm-hmm. he's a fan of you and me.
That's crazy.
Like, he doesn't care about life. He cares about this show. Yeah. Life only exists because we existed to begin with.
Yeah. All right. Smoking Aces. Jeremy Piven,
like
right?
Deja vu.
Jeremy Piven.
Yes.
Plays basically the exact same role.
He plays the same role in every movie, then.
He...
Which I'm not going to play about because
he's
awesome.
A cokehead
okay.
in the movie, and he's really good at magic tricks. That's what he was in. He started in magic and then worked his way up. He's really good at card tricks, right? And there's this one scene where he's in this penthouse, right, with all of his, like, entourage, basically.
Okay.
Two black dudes and some Russian guy.
No, it's okay. Keep talking.
And he's like, I can't even focus on this. There we go. All right. So he's with these guys, and then, like, he sees this jacket of his, a $12,000 jacket. And
that's expensive.
And there's jizz on it, right?
Okay.
And he's talking to the Russian dude, and he's like, what does that look like to you? And he's like, cinnamon roll. And then Jeremy Piven's like, cinnamon roll? Really? Roll of cinnamon? You know what that looks like? Jizz. European jizz.
Is he Russian in the movie?
No, like he just,
that's just
he
your
made
accent.
Fun of the Russian dude.
Oh,
and it's so funny, man.
Dude,
God.
I love Jeremy Piven.
He plays a good role too. Like,
did you,
I mean, he
did
gets
you see
deep.
The goods?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was good.
It
in
was
that
funny.
Too.
Yeah. Yep.
He just
the
plays
only
Ari.
Role, the only role that he was never Ari in was definitely the one in Black Hawk Down when he played like a.
Oh yeah,
like
I forgot about
just
that.
Just a pilot.
His serious movie.
Yeah.
Where he had 5 seconds of screen time. Yeah, because even Old School, like, I just watched that recently, and, like, he is not as Ari in that, but
yeah.
he's totally
yep.
still playing Ari.
God, I forgot he was in that movie.
Like, he kind of makes me wonder, like, since he plays the same role all the time, if he's like that in real life.
Probably is.
Probably is. But I think I'm okay with that.
Okay, so if you got followed by Jeremy Piven on Google+, would you contact
Dude,
him?
Dude, I would have some cinnamon roll on a coat if that happened. That would be amazing. Although I'm pretty sure Dwight Howard's richer than he is.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know.
I don't know why
Dwight
Howard.
Yeah, Dwight Howard's pretty rich. He's like the lead star of the Magic.
Yeah, dude. He is the star.
Yeah, the
He's
only
like,
one.
Magic doesn't exist without him. Doesn't make sense, dude. You got to come up here for some K-State basketball games sometime.
I will, because that sounds awesome.
They're awesome. They are awesome. Yeah.
I miss basketball. You know there's going to be a lockout? NBA lockout?
It's not going to happen this year.
It's not?
There's not going to be an NBA this year.
God.
Because it's not like the NFL. Like, the NFL is all profitable.
Right.
And so they got their stuff together because every team lost money every day that there wasn't going to be a game. So they got it together and they made it happen. There's only like five teams in the NBA that are profitable. So like all the ones that aren't there, like that aren't profitable, they don't care if they miss games because they don't make money on them anyway.
That's ridiculous.
So there's really, and the players don't want to lose money and the teams don't want to lose money, but someone's got to give somewhere and no one wants to. So I bet there will not be an NBA season this year.
That sucks.
There probably just won't.
I could deal without an NFL. I could not.
I love basketball.
I love basketball.
Like, I use the word dark time a lot. This is my sports dark time because there's nothing on.
Yeah.
The NBA's over. I mean, June to November, there's no basketball for me to watch.
When does college basketball start?
November. It starts back up in November.
Yeah.
And everybody's all excited because football starts like next month.
Yeah.
No, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, whoop-de-freaking-doo.
That's not nearly as cool.
No, football, there's too many pauses and it's just
not
boring
fast
to
enough.
Watch.
It's boring. It's exactly
basketball
right.
is just back, forth, back, forth, back, forth all the time.
Yeah.
Constant gameplay.
And there's, I'm sure like football fanatics will hate me for saying this, but there's like technique to basketball. It's like there's so many different rules. Like if you're standing in this zone, you can stand there for this long and only pass the ball this way. And like football, it's like, don't get tackled.
Really, you could do anything in football.
Yeah.
If you had the speed and the technique to just spin around people, you
can
get touchdowns all the time.
It's not
basketball, you need like skill to throw a ball and like judge the geometry of how the ball is going to
go
in the hoop.
Were you for the Mavericks or the Heat?
I don't know. I was kind of for the Heat, and then I changed midway to the Mavericks because like Colton, definitely for the Mavericks. Cameron, definitely for the Heat.
Okay, I was Heat all the way.
Really?
Yes. Well, I'm a fan of K-State. Mm-hmm. I need a team that wins. Like, I'm a fan of the Lakers. It's like, the Lakers are my NBA team. The Supersonics were my NBA team when I was, like, growing up. But they don't exist anymore. I mean, technically they're the Thunder now, but I'm not rooting for Oklahoma City.
I like the Thunder. I mean, the Thunder's not bad because, literally, I didn't
root
know
for
they
them
existed
because
until this year.
People root for them because they're in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Like, here, it's our team because it's Oklahoma City and it's closest.
Right.
It's
not our team, but I rooted for them because I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
I thought they were kind of like an underdog.
They are our home team, so I mean, I'll watch a game if it's on. Like, if it's them or some other random team, I'll watch them.
Yeah.
But, like, the Lakers are my team just because, you know, they're cool.
It's
LA.
So the best.
But then they got raped by the Mavericks. And when I mean raped, I mean full on, no lubrication, raped. And, like, completely were just killed. And so then I was just like, well, I'll root for the Heat because I really want a team to win.
Yeah.
And I'm fairly certain that they lost on purpose.
They lost because of LeBron.
Yeah, but I think he lost on purpose.
Why?
Because there's no reason why in every single game he did not play well in the fourth quarter. Besides, every game, the dude can play like Magic. Three quarters and then suck in the fourth.
Yeah.
Dude, that's convenient.
Yep.
And Michael Jordan started winning his rings like 5 years after the age LeBron James is now.
Yeah.
I think he threw the game so the Mavericks could win. And I think everybody was in on that together.
Maybe.
That's my theory. I mean,
like, everybody is always saying it's because he's young and he doesn't know how to handle the pressure and stuff like that. But,
dude,
I mean, honestly,
the three of them got all the way there in their first year.
Yeah.
It's like, if you equate it to what our craft is, it's like me and Katrina winning Best Podcast this year, our first year together. There's no way it's going to happen. The best players get together. They're not going to go all the way to the finals unless they are the best players.
Right.
That's ridiculous to think. Teamwork is what wins games.
Yeah.
So the fact that they got all the way to the finals and they lost, that's just convenient.
Yeah.
I really think that they threw it just to be good to the Mavericks, who are never going to get there again.
Yeah,
and have never
Mavericks
been there before.
Are going to be gone this year
exactly.
or next year.
And
whenever
I mean,
NBA
they
comes
obviously
back.
Can't come out and say, "Oh, we didn't win on purpose," because who does that? But literally, I just think they're too good to have sucked so badly, to have choked.
Yeah.
Because they're just cool the entire time. They don't care. Yeah. You can look at them, they don't care. Like, I was up watching the...
Dwayne Wade, hell yeah. He doesn't give it... He has been the leader of the Heat for a while now, so he knows what his team is, what he can do, what they can accomplish.
Yeah.
And, I mean, LeBron James, they're best friends.
Well,
I mean,
dude, like and, like, Mike Bibby, who's there, like, he used to... He's, like, the star player of the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
And he left his multi-million dollar salary to make $300,000 a year just so he could play... With Bosch, Wade, and James. Yep. Just so he could play with them. And, like, that kind of passion, that wins games.
Yep.
Unless you don't want to win the game.
Exactly. Passion, that's what I think the NBA was lacking for the longest time. Then they kind of stepped it up, like, this year when I was watching them. And it was more movement,
the
more
NBA is just so,
action.
That's the reason I like college basketball better than
because
NBA.
Because there's so much passion.
They don't get paid.
Yeah,
they want to play
they
because
play.
They love basketball.
Oh, I just love
and that's how
basketball.
And that's honestly why I like younger players like Durant and James, mm-hmm. because you can tell they want it more than any other people out there.
Yep. And they just, normally get it because
they
want it.
Which goes back into my theory of I think they threw
have
that
have you ever
game.
Seen the movie More Than a Game?
No.
Oh, it's amazing. It's all about LeBron and, like, the high school team that he played with.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous how good he was when he was younger.
Yeah.
The reason why he got so hot-headed is because he had the skills to be hot-headed.
I am totally in camp arrogance. Like, I'm totally behind Kanye every time he goes off the handle. I'm totally behind LeBron. Yeah. I think people hate because they don't have anything to be arrogant about.
Yep.
If I was as good as them, dude, I'd already do it. I'm like the best ever and I suck at everything, but I rub it in everybody's face. If I was actually good at something, dude, why not? I'm totally with it. And like the people who hate the Heat because they like threw that rock star like party.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, be honest. Me and you, if we ever got a lot of money and we could start a show, we would totally throw a rock star.
Absolutely.
Party.
All
no
they are
doubt.
Young. They're having fun.
Exactly.
I mean, that, and people criticize it
who
because
cares?
They're like, oh, they're boasting all their crap.
And people
stuff like
hate
that.
Just to hate. And you know what? The Heat are one of the teams that are making money.
Yep.
And the Heat and the Lakers, the teams with the most salaries, are the ones making profits. So, you know, people can hate, but they're doing it right.
Yep.
So,
I frankly don't think anyone should hate on anything because, frankly, they're doing it and you're watching it. There's nothing you can do to control it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, why hate?
Yeah.
That's what I hate.
I'm so pumped for basketball to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like.
What's your favorite college team?
K-State. Oh,
besides K-State.
I like UConn.
No,
the Huskies.
UConn's pretty
UConn
good.
Like,
I loved UConn.
UConn
this
was
year.
Like my child's.
Yeah.
I loved UConn when I was growing up. Well, my mom went to K-State. So mm-hmm. I like I've always been kind of a K-State fan.
Gotcha.
And I've always been a closeted basketball fan because people used to make fun of me for liking sports because of my weight.
Mm.
Just like I have a killer jump shot. Like it's ridiculous.
We need to play basketball.
I got a ball. Let's go after.
All right.
Like, we'll go at like 8. So we only burn up 50%.
A little bit. Yeah. Okay.
But totally, dude.
Yeah.
But like what was I saying? Oh, so I like UConn, and I like K-State, and I used to like Wisconsin just because they're the Badgers, and that's hilarious. But then K-State lost them in the tournament, so now I'm required to hate them.
Gotcha.
But, dude, the Badgers, come on. There's people in the stands that have Badgers on their head.
Really?
That's so awesome.
That's ridiculous. I think my favorite team was Syracuse back in the day.
Yeah, Orange, yeah. Yep. Did you know that's where Jared Brickman moved to?
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I never thought he would leave Wichita.
Yeah, well he did. He got
that's
a
weird.
He must have got a better job. Well, that's where he came from. So
really?
I mean, it kind of makes sense that he would move back there. But
in Syracuse, in New York.
Yeah, yep, Syracuse, that's New right. York. Yeah, and like, so I like K State. I've never liked KU, and it's
really?
Not because I like K State. It's because I think the people who go to KU are just giant douches.
Yeah. I always got that feel from KU, but I mean, they were good.
Well, of course they're good.
They're good.
They're allowed
so,
to
I mean,
be good,
they can
but
be
like,
douches.
There's a difference between being good. There's a difference between being arrogant and always being arrogant even when you suck.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a difference between me and LeBron James. Like, I'm arrogant and I have no right to be.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James is arrogant and he has a right to be. KU, their basketball team is constantly amazing, but in the scope of things, they're amazing for the Big 12. The scope of America, their team is lukewarm at best.
Weren't they ranked number one this year?
Yeah, because they were undefeated.
That was,
and then
ridiculous.
Texas beat them, and then we beat them. And
didn't they get knocked out like seed number two in the Sweet 16?
Well, the day they got ranked number one is the day
March
we
Madness?
Beat them.
God, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. It was like, and that was the day Matthew was here, and it was just this town, fireworks, like it was crazy.
Damn.
By the way, you don't know this. We need to go to break. God, I'm horrible at taking these breaks. We have 20 minutes left of the entire show. We have two breaks left. We'll just keep going. Anyway, the fireworks here during the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. You know the big mortars that go up?
Yeah.
That's basically, it feels like that's the only thing they sold here. We literally, we went up to this hill that you can see the entire town for miles. Mm-hmm. It's like the 4th of July in Wichita, the ones they shoot up in the river, for 3 days, starting at 7 o'clock until 1 a.m., constant giant fireworks all day long. I mean, all night, I guess. Just like the entire time. And then they have Thunder over Manhattan, which is the city's fireworks, right across the street in the park. And so we could literally just walk like 10 feet and sat on the grass, and it lasted like 40 minutes. Huge fireworks.
That's crazy.
It was awesome. I love this town.
Are you going to go to break?
We can, unless this is deals with this.
I went to Kansas City one time, and like we rented a hotel room.
Yeah.
And they shot fireworks like literally
good
30 feet from the hotel, and we just looked at it through the window, and it was tight. And then this 4th of July, I went to Park City.
Yeah.
And that's where Paxton's at right now. And where he's living, they shut down the street that he's living on. They shut it down for just mortars. Like, the sky, never dark.
Yeah.
At all.
That's what it's like here. The entire town is like that.
It was crazy.
Just like, you could literally turn any direction at any second, and you'll see a firework going off. For 3 days, for 6 hours every night.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. It was unreal.
Wichita's so stupid.
Dude, this town is like, I love living here. It's great. Okay, anyway. We should go to break now, probably.
Break.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. This is Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again. Duo.com. The Seth and Colby Show.
Arg. Maybe Slarty Bart Fart. How are you doing, my kind young fellow?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Arg. Me wife. She be hollering up my booty, trying to get on over to her house and lay he.
What did you just say? What's the name of your ship?
Huh? Slarty number one.
The Slarty number one.
Yeah.
Is there a Slarty number two?
Maybe.
You said yeah again too. Yeah. You are a horrible pirate. Oh, you coughing? You coughing? You got some scurvy in your esophagus?
Shut up. I stabbed you over the plank.
Stab me over the plank?
That's what I said.
You walk the plank. You don't
shut up.
You are the worst pirate ever.
I'm going to stab you in your ass, and then you're going to jump over.
I lost my accent halfway through that.
You kind of mo, would you change the name to my...
Thank you, Lil Wayne.
Selling cabas. I also have a parrot. His name is Fluffy.
Colby just made himself laugh.
The best of Seth and Colby, now available at Duo.com. Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online radio and television, Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Ah, hello, two souls. And to you, ladies.
These heels are almost impossible to walk in.
We'll get over it, dude. You gotta walk in, okay? Now let me hear the voice.
No, I don't think that the voice is entirely necessary, so I'm not gonna do it.
If we're gonna wipe away all traces of our colonial background and blend in with British culture, we need to walk the walk and we need to talk the talk.
Fine, how do you do it?
Your voice needs to come off as elegant as your clothing, okay? So try this. Would you like a spot of tea? You.
Yes. Would you like a spot of tea? Yes.
Draw it out more.
Draw it out more than that. More than that.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
That's good.
You know what, man? Those wooden teeth are killing me, man. That lisp is stupid.
Well, I think the wooden teeth is the whole thing that's shaving this thing
for me. You
sound
ridiculous.
No, I don't. I think it sounds pretty good. I'm not losing the teeth. Let's just move past that.
Let's keep walking. Okay, try it again.
Yes. Yes.
Good. Now, flourish the pinky.
Flourish the pinky.
Yes.
Well, what have we got here? A pair of poofs about town. Sodomites in frilly lace.
No,
Nath.
Oh, Nath.
No, we are simply two noble Britishmen out on a stroll.
Yes.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
Boys, get the tar.
If you leave, we will kill you. The Seth and Colby Show.
That's true.
Yeah, you think we're joking. We're not. We're literally going to kill you if you pause.
With the sound of our voice.
Yes. We, you know, like the brown noise where you make it and they poop? We can do that, only your brain will explode. No, no, do it. Don't do it. Three people were just killed by
the. Oh, my God. Have you ever seen the movie Tenacious D?
The Pick of Destiny?
Yes.
Yes.
God. I just watched that the other day for the first time in like a good 5 years.
Yeah, that's great. Actually, I think I watched it with you.
It's so funny.
Yes, it is. The Master Exploder part, yep, where the guy's head blows off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I did not mean
to blow your mind.
But that
happens in here
all the time.
What are we doing?
That movie is just ridiculous.
So we were talking about the jerseys during the break. I have three K-State jerseys hanging on my wall. The where it says Wabash, mm-hmm, it's like that's like the school, like it's like some, it's not like the fight song, but it's like something the school adopted into something K-State only does.
Wabash.
We have a saying called Emaw, which is every man a wildcat. It's like our athletics thing. It's like what people say to support and rally behind the team. Nike wanted to put Emaw on the back of the jersey, but people said it was sexist.
So every man?
Yeah, every man.
Wow.
And so now some idiots in Manhattan walk around with Epaw shirts, which is like every person a wildcat. And it's like the stupidest thing ever. No one that has a brain likes it, so it's not going to catch on. No one's worried. But like originally when I saw it, I thought it was every pet a wildcat, and it was like some really clever branding because paw and yeah, pet were like, and I was like, dude, that's smart for like pet clothing.
Yeah.
And it's nothing. It's just the politically correct way for idiots.
That's stupid.
They can take that stuff to Lawrence, where all the hippies live. Dude, but Lawrence has some great restaurants.
Really?
Actually, no, that's not true. They have Noodles and Company, mm-hmm, which is like, it's basically like heaven in a restaurant is kind of how I would describe it. If I was going to pick one adjective to describe Noodles and Company, it would be mind-blowingly amazing.
Orgasmic.
Orgasmic.
Fantastical.
Like an orgasm for your mouth. They're building one here now, so I guess, ooh, there's really no reason. But Lawrence also has, as I'm not talking to my microphone, I'm just adjusting my headphones.
Yeah,
just
me too.
Sort of forgot.
What?
Okay. I'm back. Sorry about that. I have a lot of saliva in my mouth. I hope that sounds good to everybody who just vomited. Anyway, they have a lot of concerts in, mm-hmm, Lawrence, and like, that's one thing we don't have here is concerts, like of big bands. But it's like 45 minutes away.
Ah!
Oh. What just happened?
God. So, okay. The good thing about this new girl, Kate, is okay, me and her are the exact same. Okay? Like, same
not
music.
Not like the exact.
Minus the penis.
Okay,
and
I just
want to
I just want to make sure.
But
I mean, if you, it's fine if you are. I just.
Anyway, she likes hardcore. She draws. She does everything I do, right?
Saying I liked hardcore after the discussion.
Screamo. Screamo.
It's just
music.
Too, I know what
God.
You mean. It's just too perfect. She likes hardcore.
Anyways.
She has a penis and loves hardcore.
No, you distracted me so much that I forgot about what I was initially going to say.
You're exactly the same. You like all the same stuff.
For the past few days, at least yesterday, I was trying to think of this concert place,
okay,
the venue.
Yes.
The Oz Cafe.
Okay, yeah.
God, I could not remember that for the life of me yesterday, and that was me figuring out what it was.
Just now.
Yeah, that was that.
Nothing to do with what we were talking about at all.
You were talking about concerts, and I was like, oh yeah, concerts at the Oz. The Oz Cafe!
I wish you would have yelled the Oz Cafe.
Yeah. God. Anyways, yes, you don't have a lot of concerts, so go on with that.
I want to talk about something that has to do with concerts, but I don't know if I should talk about it because, you know what, no one's going to listen this far into the podcast that I don't want to hear it. So here's what I'm going to talk about. Remember, you know, back in the day when we used to play Brian's music all the time, make fun of it?
Yes.
Because it was really bad.
Yeah.
Till this day, it's still, it's not
good. It's really bad.
It's really bad. I believe Sarah Bryan and her brother Chris have started a band. I mean, I don't know this for sure because I don't talk to any of them, but, you know, I have connections. Yeah. I just hear things. I believe they have started a band. And they have, I believe, if this band is actually comprised of them, they have a show at Kirby's or the Oz Cafe or something like that. Some pretty popular venue
at the end of August. Tonight, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to record it, because I'm going to show you, and then we're going to laugh.
I mean, Chris isn't bad, and Sarah doesn't have any musical ability whatsoever. I mean, I guess she could play piano, but she can play piano like Matthew plays guitar.
Right.
But, like, I would just love to hear what that sounds like, if that's actually happening. Because there's not, like, any way I can be like, I heard you're starting a band, send me a record. Because, and I still pay and host for Death Black Flowers, Chris's actual band now. Hmm. I don't care. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that would be funny, just for the sole reason. I mean, I can never do it now because even if I play Brian's music and make fun of it, and I have no animosity in my heart towards Brian, I mean, I have a picture of him right behind me, and I just put up all of our shows on Duo. Who cares? I'm so past it. It's just people would always assume that I was mocking him because he's now with my ex-wife. Woo! Nothing to do with that. So I can't ever do it, but I would love to hear it personally.
Yeah. I'm going to text her and be like, do you have a CD? Do you have a few songs that you can just send me? Like, oh my God, that would be funny. Ever since you told me that, like, whenever I told you I was first going to go hang out over there.
Yeah.
And you were like, go have fun in Hippie Town or something like that. Ever since then, I only picture it like season 2 ending of True Blood with the whole cult fascination. That's what I picture going on in that household. That's why I don't think I can go over there because I feel like I might get raped or stabbed by a bull.
Well, it's just like, you know how hippie Sarah was when I was with her.
Yeah.
And you know how hippie Andrea was.
Like, controlled the hippiness.
And she toned it down because she knew that I wasn't into it.
Yeah.
There's no more of that.
Nope.
And Chris is that way.
Yep.
Andrea is that way.
And Brian has no stones to tell Sarah not to do anything. Yeah. So, I mean.
And so, you know, it's just raging out of control over there. You may not be too far off. Yeah. I've never seen her house, so I don't have any clue.
I don't even know. I don't even know. Last time I texted her was Harry Potter. I was supposed to go over there and watch all of the Harry Potters the day before it comes out.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah.
God, that movie was awesome.
Dude, it was so good.
That scene when Neville cuts off the snake's head. Yeah. Oh, that was the... Oh.
Dude, the last time you were here, we had just seen the seventh movie.
Yeah. No. So, did we?
Yeah. I mean, it was like a month after.
Oh, okay. But I just remember going to see The Social Network here, and that was badass. Yeah. Your movie theater is pretty cool.
It's not bad.
It's more classical than The Warren.
It's all digital projection.
That's nice.
And they do show 2D movies, which is so awesome because that means they show 2D movies in digital projection, where at The Warren, if it's in digital, it's in 3D.
Yeah.
And if it's not in 3D, or if it's not digital, then it's in 2D, not 3D? Digital. Depends on the movie.
Okay.
Harry Potter, I didn't see in 3D.
Because I did. I saw it in the IMAX.
Yeah, you went the IMAX.
Right? Yeah. No, nothing. Nothing. Nothing in that movie made me like, oh, that's why it should be in IMAX.
Yeah.
Not one scene.
And 3D, the reason I don't like it for dramas like Harry Potter is because it takes me out of the movie.
Really?
Yeah, like at the end when the flakes of Voldemort were falling down.
Yes, that was definitely
like,
in 3D.
Like, I thought about it. This is in 3D, and it would totally ruin the scene.
Exactly what I thought when I saw it. I was like, they did that because it's 3D.
Yeah, and in 2D, I thought of it because I knew it was for 3D, but I know if I watched it in 3D, that was the only time. I know there would have been more times in 3D where I would have been like, they did that because it's in 3D now. And it would totally taken me out of the movie, and I wouldn't have been focusing on the movie. I would have been focusing on 3D.
That's the one thing I do like about 3D movies, though, or at least in the IMAX. The IMAX
only. Might be different because
IMAX
it's so big.
Is so awesome,
I've never
man.
Been.
It's like a room. The TV screen's a room where they just do things, like magically changes. It's so cool. Like, the opening scene of that movie when they were just going through the house, just going through the different people that were still there, all
which was so
really
awesome,
nice
by the way.
In 3D. Like, it was so cool.
It's like, I don't mind 3D. It doesn't give me headaches or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just, it takes me out of the movie when they do something that's just there for 3D.
I hate it when
they
do that.
It doesn't bother me in movies like if I went and saw Transformers.
Yeah.
Whoop-de-doo. 3D, that'd probably be awesome. No.
No?
It's like, no. I don't have any money, dude. I'm broke. I have no money. Like, I was originally going to go see Harry Potter in Wichita, but I couldn't afford it. I don't have the money. So it's just like, I went and saw it here, but I haven't seen any movies really. But like, I will see action movies in 3D because there's no real emotional investment, you know? It's just like you're just watching a fun movie.
Yeah.
But like,
Transformers
dramas,
3 was a fun ass movie, man.
I mean, Avatar, I would always see Avatar in 3D, even though it's more of like a drama action.
It was the exact same with Transformers 3.
Yeah.
Like, the passion I had to see Avatar again in 3D over and over, it was the same with Transformers.
And Transformers might have been shot in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a huge difference between movies like Harry Potter that are converted after the fact.
Really?
And ones that are shot in 3D.
I can't tell the difference.
There's a difference in quality, in my opinion. Hmm. I mean, there might not be.
Was Harry Potter shot in 3D?
No.
Okay, it was produced.
It's converted afterwards. All right, good. That's why the first of the two parts wasn't.
I could kind of tell then.
Because they didn't have time to do the conversion.
Gotcha.
But Avatar, which is the best 3D movie ever made, was shot in 3D.
Gotcha.
Like, with two cameras to help aid the 3D.
Have you seen those new 3D phones?
Yes.
I want one.
Dude, those are pretty cool.
I just want to look at one.
I wonder, though, if that would give you a serious headache after a while.
I don't know.
Like, people have complained about the DS,
really?
DS 3D giving you headache, but people complain about movies giving you headache. So I don't really know.
I messed with it at Target one time, the 3DS.
Yeah.
And it was okay. Yeah. I mean, you had to be at the correct angle perfectly to see it like you should.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I would just like the fact that on the back of it, it has two cameras.
That's 3D pictures are so cool, but you could only look at them on your phone.
I know. It pisses me off. They need to have like a big TV that doesn't cost billions of dollars.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they have video cameras now too. Like, they have like an equivalent to like a flip camera that's in 3D.
I was gonna buy one of those,
but like, you can't watch it on anything because on your computer it's just in 2D.
Yep.
Like, we have on demand HBO, and there's a 3D thing, so you can like watch movies in 3D. And like, I was just like, what does it look like on a screen? It basically it splits it down the middle and plays the left part of your eye on one side of the screen and your right eye on the other side of the screen. And it basically looks exactly the same because my TV is in 3D.
All right.
But like, that just means that on 3D's TVs, they're just cutting the resolution in half.
Huh.
And then spacing left eyes over here and lines, and the right eyes in between those lines. And then that creates a 3D illusion. And like, that means you're watching half the resolution.
Yeah.
I mean, it equals the same resolution, but you're only seeing half of the movie in, you know, like resolution.
That's just stupid.
It is. I don't know. But I'm sure, like, if once they go glasses free, and people are making 4K TVs now. Like, 4K is like theater quality.
Really?
Yeah, it's film. Like, 4K is like film size.
They're making
like
TVs
1920
like that
by 1080 is 1080p.
Right.
Like, 4K is like 4800.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's insane. 4K?
Yeah.
Like, I bought this
thing. They do.
They
have 2K and they have 4K.
Yeah. I bought this Action Essentials kit for, like, After
Effects. They have stuff in 4K.
Yep, they had it in 2K.
2K, yeah. That's because 4K is so
720p
huge.
And 2K, yeah.
Yeah. It's so huge. Uh-oh, Katrina must have arrived.
Uh-oh.
Holy crap. We have 3 minutes left. We should take a break. What do you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Break.
The Queens of Comedy, Seth and Colby.
That was cool.
Yes. You ever heard this band?
Mm-mm.
That's the reason I saved this for the end of the show, because I figured most people who wouldn't like this music would be gone by now.
Yeah.
But, like, this is Norma Jean. I think you probably have heard some of this stuff. But, like, this whole album was recorded, I don't know if it was done in one take, but with no computers. Like, that's just so cool to me that they record everything on analog. Well, let's fade this out. How'd you like that fade? Beautiful.
Yep.
Listen to that. I didn't forget the headspin
nice.
This time.
Nice.
We're done, bros.
Oh, man.
But we're not really done because you're going to do life tonight.
Yeah.
So I'll probably just, depending on how late you end up staying, I'll probably either release this Tuesday or Thursday.
All right.
Since we're probably going to hang out tonight, we'll probably do it Thursday. But thanks for listening. I can't tell you when we're going to do another show again.
Yeah, me neither.
Or if we even will ever do another show again.
Probably.
Because this, we will.
Yeah.
It might be when we're 45.
Could be.
But we'll end up doing one eventually.
Yeah.
So.
You never know.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And let's just read off some links here. And by read off, I mean I'm going to think of them off the top of my head.
All right.
We have beautiful merchandise that feeds Colby and I.
Yep.
Go to duo.com/shop. We have some hilarious t-shirts there. If you have t-shirt ideas or any other ideas to send to us, Email at SethandColby.com is our email address. And you can also buy the Best Of collection.
It's funny.
You know how cool it is that we have a Best Of collection?
Yes.
We're still doing shows.
Yes.
We're like Lynyrd Skynyrd, where we have...
We are awesome.
We're still touring, but we have a Best Of. So go buy that. And it's only $10 for the MP3s. Or if you want, you can get the $15 version and actually get a beautiful crisp
disc.
It's
very legit. Seth sent me one for my birthday. And
Colby got the first ever copy of it.
Prized possession.
Yeah. And so it's cool. So go get those. And once again, thanks for listening, y'all.
I love you.
Let's kick this pig.
Into fish.
Wait, did we do that backwards?
No.
I think you say, let's kick this pig.
Let's kick this pig. No.
I think that you say, let's kick this pig, and then I say in the face.
Let's kick this pig.
In the face.